Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sadly, Kirstie Alley died.
Yes.
You know, she was so well-preserved. I was shocked. I was like, what, is it a car accident or something? Because she looks younger, or she looked younger than she was. She was 71. And you'd see her on Fox News from time to time. She's been on the last few weeks and always loved her spirited interviews and, of course, loved her work on Cheers, which was, my parents were really strict with the TV in our house. Like,
she was also in a Star Trek movie as well.
Yeah, a lot of credits, actually. And so Cheers was one of those I snuck and watched when they weren't home. Just because everybody always talked about it, so I wanted to know, so I did. So she was actually, that was one of the... first adult shows that I ever watched. So just a real shame to see that she's gone. Here's a clip from that, and let's turn the audio on real quick. Okay, we got it. We don't have it. It's playing. Can you hear it, Tim? No. Okay, no. We're not gonna have audio today. That's fabulous. Fantastic. Well, we never do the show with everything working, so you know we wouldn't want to break precedent on that. So, fabulous. This was going to be a big audio day. Dang. You know, I should just sleep an hour later and not bother to come in early like I do. I open the building. For what reason, I don't know, since this stuff doesn't work a couple times a week now. But anyway, that's where we are. It's how we live. It's how we roll. Wow, that's going to make the next thing I was going to do really hard, too. What do I do? All right, let's move on to this. Here's something we can talk about. A majority of Americans support Elon Musk's ongoing efforts to change Twitter to be more free and transparent. I knew they would, Lee. Mm-hmm. I knew they would love being free. Freedom is hip. And you know what? This is the scariest thing to the left. Elon Musk is making freedom hip again. He's making it cool. He's making it edgy. And, you know, the left can call him a white supremacist as much as they like, but they're calling names as they always do when they do not have an argument.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have an argument, so they will tar you with a label. And you know why? The left cannot win the argument of, we just shouldn't have free speech anymore. It's out of style. And Elon Musk is still hip. He's still cool. Yeah. He really is. People like him. They drive his cars.
Uh-huh. We watch his rockets go to space and then land back on the landing launching pad.
And we're inspired by him. I mean, you know, I mean, I have, you know, right-wing neighbors and left-wing neighbors, and they drive Teslas. Mm-hmm. And left-wingers may be selling them soon to go with, you know, something a little more fascist, like, a Jetta. But as one Hollywood actress just did.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. I meant to get to that. I can't believe I didn't do it. Shame on me. She says, oh, I'm selling my Tesla because I'm going to go for something else. And she doesn't realize literally the auto company was started to serve Hitler.
Yeah, we're talking about Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, Alyssa
who
Milano,
has a history of making very dumb comments. I mean, a lovely young lady, but it's like she really needs to get educated on things because she was trying to make the statement that Elon Musk is a fascist. And, you know, making other types of ridiculous claims and then claiming that she sold her Tesla to buy a Volkswagen. The Volkswagen, German for people's car, which was created by the Hitler administration in Germany. And it's not a knock against Volkswagen. I mean, everybody has, you know, all kinds of things. I mean, you know, it's problematic for all German manufacturers because they were involved in the war effort, obviously, in World War I or World War II. So, you know, that's just what it is. That's where things got started. There was the need, and those companies existed, and they served the ruling government at the time, which thankfully both of those times the Germans were defeated. So. But then to make that claim that she is selling one for the other because one is more socially acceptable, and she
because the other is created by a guy who supports free speech. I mean, this is where we are. This is where we are.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about this, and you might have missed some of this. We were absolutely on the warpath. One of the most frightening things that I have seen come down in a long time. It is truly terrifying. And what is scary is that Mitch McConnell, head of the GOP, supports it. Is this JCPA Lee?
Yeah, I was reading about that this morning.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was what came off the printer. It's so bad. You could call this the Elon Musk Protection Act. It forces tech companies to join cartels with literally cartels. Right? There's a reason you hear the word cartel, that leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Why is that? It's normally associated with drugs. Why is it associated with drugs? Because cartels they're not just drug dealers, which is really scary and illegal. They kill off all the other drug dealers so that they can dominate the market, set the prices, right? If you read about Tammany Hall in school, remember that whole section we all had to read, trust busting?
Yep.
We lived in a country that was very much fascist for a while, about 100 years ago, because these big monopolies would knock down their competition, drive up prices. It literally, I was rereading some of this with my son because he's studying it now. It literally held back the creation of a middle class in this country. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it was. It was true fascism, which is the marrying of these big corporations with the government. And so we said, no more, I'm not going to do it. And we passed antitrust legislation and said, no, you cannot collude two big companies in a market to prevent to prevent competition from coming in so you can control the prices on meat and toilet paper and things everybody needs. You can't do that. We have to have real competition. Well, the only way you can get around that, Lee, Congress has to give you an exemption so you can become a cartel. This is Mitch McConnell partnering with the Democrats. They're trying to pick off 10 Republicans. Lindsey Graham, they've already picked off. He was a co-sponsor. I assume he'll vote for it. They will partner a partnership between the mainstream media, the liberal media, and social media, an effective merger where they are forced to share profits. And that will allow mainstream media to say, hey, listen, Breitbart is contradicting the current narrative, i.e. lie we're telling. So we're going to make sure they can't ever be on Facebook. We'll make sure they can't ever be at all on, fill in the blank here, on Google, on wherever. It will end speech by half the country. It'll force social media to turn over money they haven't earned. They're going to, every time somebody puts, say, a New York Times article on Facebook, Facebook's going to have to pay. By the way, I don't agree with Facebook much. Did you see what Facebook did overnight? Good for Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
He threw the gauntlet down and said, hell no.
Yeah. He came out in opposition. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I was a bit surprised.
For him. He's watching Elon Musk going, I'm not taking this crap anymore. And he said, no, we'll just ban news off our site. We're not going to partnership with you.
The other problem I've got with this is the way this is being done. As usual, this is an amendment that is put into the National Defense Authorization Act.
They're trying to sneak it.
Well, yeah. And what they're doing is the typical thing, they put it as an amendment into something that has to be passed. And then, of course, if Republicans vote against it, you're voting against defense. Why are you voting against defense? You're voting against our men and women in uniform. No. This is a bad bill.
It's because we no longer have
a budget anymore.
No.
We have these ridiculous continuing resolutions, which should not be allowed. And that's one thing that I really wish we could do away with. And I realize that having to deal with every piece of legislation on an individual basis would slow things down. But you know what? That's what I want. I want. Because we go through. This country has more laws than it can ever possibly use. Congress could not meet for the next decade, and we would be just fine if we simply, quite honestly, in my opinion, doing away with much of the legislation that has been passed in the past 40 years, for crying out loud.
Yeah, not the antitrust stuff, though.
We have good laws on the books, there is a need for some regulation. There is a need for some backing to make sure that large entities do not oppress the minority. And that applies to business, that applies to journalism, that applies to economics, that applies to social issues. We should also always have something where that the The majority gets their way. However, there should be protections for the rights of the minorities. And when I'm saying that, I'm not talking about racial minorities. I'm talking about those in the minority opinion.
The really bad thing about this is that Mitch McConnell tried to jam it down our throats in the Senate by passing it as a standalone bill. Couldn't get the votes. So now Mitch is going along. He has assented to it, is going along with the Democrats to try to censor our media, Breitbart, Daily Caller, all of them, by cutting them off from social media. He's taken another route and attaching it to the defense bill. I mean,
Mitch
this is
cave to Schumer and Pelosi, and Kevin McCarthy was standing up against this. He was the lone Republican leadership.
I pointed that out. He did a good job. I actually, you know, we'll see if he doesn't undermine it secretly somehow in the House. I wouldn't put it past him. He's a slime ball, but he's not as big of a slime ball as Mitch McConnell. I mean, this is an absolute slap across the face and betrayal. I mean, when you look at this poll right here, 52% of Americans, almost 53% of Americans support what Elon Musk is doing. Only 31% say they do not. And Mitch is stepping into the breach with the Democrats to try to silence our side. And, you know, these guys are so short-sighted. And Ted Cruz, I'm ashamed to say, is right there with Mitch. Yeah. This is why I didn't support Ted Cruz, because the second he thinks you're not looking, he will absolutely stick a knife in your back. He does it. He did it on amnesty. He got busted, changed his position. He talks a good game on this, but he's full of it. He put an amendment on this that he says it bars them from discriminating against conservative outlets. Well, all they have to do is say, oh, this is a misinforming outlet. We're not going to partner with them, and they can cut them out. And by the way, the person in charge of building these cartels is a woman. This is who will be in charge, because they named the group, is a woman who has marked. It's basically a group that puts flags on media, what's true, what's not. Right. She is so radical, she has given Fox a red flag and CBS and NBC a green flag, okay? So you're going to watch even Fox News locked out of these new cartels. And Mitch is doing this, and they're going to attach it to the defense bill. And unfortunately, Lindsey Graham co-sponsored it. I don't know if he's just grotesquely misinformed or an enemy of the people or somewhere in between. So anything Lindsey Graham says going on forward about censorship, he doesn't actually mean it. It's just really scary to watch your own leaders try to censor you. It's like a gut punch. But this Defense Act has to go down. So we need to call our senators again and say, no, absolutely not. We are not going to jam this through in the lame duck. We are not going to silence conservative media forever, no matter what Republican leadership Mitch McConnell wants to do, no matter what Lindsey Graham wants to do. So call your senators to get the number, no matter what state you're in. A lot of you listen from other states now. Text Senate, keyword Senate, to the text line 71307. You get the phone number and the email. I would do both. 71307. Text Senate and say you do not want our media silenced. Just as we're getting press freedom back, you do not want our media silenced. Do not put the JCPA, do not put the Media Silencing Act into the Defense Act. We will not be fooled by that.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, good morning. Three steps to giving somebody a compliment they'll actually appreciate. This is so cool. I love stuff like this. One of my favorite books growing up, surprisingly, was Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. I don't always practice it. Life would probably be easier if I did. So would yours. One of these, I remember Rush Limbaugh did. Rush Limbaugh would always, always, always in his interviews ask a question. And then call in. So a caller would call in and they would say something and he would repeat what they said and then he would ask them a question about it. It always made them feel very listened to. Well, you could do the same with a compliment. Three basic steps to delivering a more effective compliment. You ever given somebody a compliment and you really meant it, but it's like they, oh yeah, thanks. Like they didn't really believe you or they felt like, I don't know, they seemed to think you were just passing the time or, you know, using that as a greeting. You ever give somebody a compliment and they really, it was genuinely given and genuinely received and they really kind of reveled in it. It made you feel good, didn't it? Like you gave them a gift. Older I get, the more I realize I like giving gifts much better than getting them. When you're a kid, you don't realize that as much. It's so much fun. To give somebody something they really want, not just anything. And it's the same with the compliments. The same thing as a gift. You got to give them what they want. And so number one's got to be true. Number one, use their name. It seems basic. To use somebody's name in a compliment, it sends a signal you're tailoring the compliment to them and not just blurting something out. Number two, make your compliment specific. Like instead of saying you look nice today, say that color is great on you. You should wear it more often. And mean it. And number three, don't praise and run. When you give a compliment, stick around and ask a follow-up question. This is the hardest part because when you give a compliment, you're kind of putting yourself out there in a way. You ever felt rejected after a compliment? A little bit. Not completely maybe, but a little. Like, oh, wow, I really meant that. And they just seemed like, oh, yeah, thanks. So it's the hardest thing to do. You know, you're putting yourself out there when you're giving a compliment. You kind of almost want to run after it. It's your natural reaction. Well, don't praise and run. It's interesting they put that because that's I do that sometimes. When you give a compliment, stick around and ask a follow-up question. Listen to the answer. That shows the person you're sincere in what you say and you might want to learn from them. So that would be like, I gave a compliment to a woman the other day in a department store. She had gorgeous hair. It was amazing. I was like, oh, I love your hair. How do you get it like that? And she actually spent a while explaining it to me. Why? Because she had genuinely taken that compliment to heart. She knew her hair was pretty. She was proud of it. She should be. Anyway, the way you win at the end of all of this is you've given an honest compliment. You really meant it. And what you win is their esteem. They like you better. They can't help it. People can't help it. They love to be complimented. And they especially love for whatever that one thing is or two things is that's really great about them. They look fantastic in green, better than most people. Their eyes are beautiful. They've got some kind of talent. They love to have that acknowledged. It's precious to people. We all get a gift. Sometimes it's a small gift. Sometimes it's like what Michael Jordan got. We all get one. Maybe two. So it's great to call that out for people. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I don't go to Melissa Milano for advice on any subject. Dear God, don't. Did you see her in the mask? Do you remember that? The knitted mask with holes in it. Elevator don't go all the way to the top with that one, y'all. They do not. Texture writes, yeah, see, this texture is nailing it. Trump got his message out through alternate media. They will sell their soul and try to make sure that never happens again. Can't have a threat to establishment power. I know. And what is so really galling and it angers you, but also very scary is to see Mitch McConnell, our top Republican leader now that Trump is gone, our top elected leader, working with the Democrats to silence you and me and Breitbart and Daily Caller and all that media that got Trump's message out and allowed us to win. All that media that began scoring more hits and clicks than all of the rest of the mainstream media because they had a better journalistic product. And to see Mitch McConnell working with Ted Cruz to gut that, it's a gut punch.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning. Yeah, rainy. Been rainy for a couple of days, actually. Don't see that much anymore. I swear it's just been dry the last couple of years. Anyway, Wall Street Journal absolutely nailing it this morning. Wall Street Journal saying in its editorial pages, in one of its editorials, that the real disinformation threat is from America's intel agencies. Both the current leaders and the former. Bam. That's it. The real disinformation threat is coming from our intel agencies. They just lie and lie and lie and lie. And then they tell you that the people you should be listening to are disinformers. What is that? It's called a PSYOP. Psychological operation. And we use these in other countries. We used it very transparently. We didn't hide it at all in Iraq when we wanted regime change there. We did it in Egypt. We attempted to do it in Syria. That ended disastrously, thankfully, because we were trying to install Islamists. Thankfully, the leadership of that country remains intact, and the closest they'll get to freedom does, too. We do it in all kinds of countries. We've been very open about it. I mean, it's not a secret at all. Now they're doing it here, and that's a problem. It's an absolutely huge problem. So the Wall Street Journal pointing this out, our intel goons are doing this. They call them spooks. And we've learned this in shocking fashion from Elon Musk. By the way, the New York Times finally did this article, but they buried it back in the B section. You can't even find it on their website without knowing what the headline is beforehand and then searching for it. This is what makes them so dangerous. These big media outlets go along with the psychological operations that our intel agencies are now using to manipulate the population. I think about that. The biggest disinformation. This is Wall Street Journal, okay? Not a conspiracy site by any means. The biggest disinformation threat to America is America's intel leaders, former and present. And here's the clip that they reference, because this was played over and over and over going into the 2020 election. Remember, 17% of people in one poll, in a second poll at Trafalgar, it was 21%, said it would have changed their vote. This is independents and Democrats would have changed their vote if they had known about the Hunter Biden illegal influence operations, bribes and kickbacks that he was getting from the world's the country's biggest enemies, namely Russia and China, who were literally wiring money into his bank accounts and the bank accounts of his business and businesses, various branches of Rosemont Seneca. But those crimes were covered up for by our intel agencies. This is the clip. This is the quote from James Clapper. Understand, James Clapper was the single highest ranking intel officer in the country. He's the director of national intelligence. The director of national intelligence sees all intelligence from the CIA, the FBI, the NSA. He's a synthesis officer. He is the highest ranking one. Number one. In number one spook. And here he is. Lying to you. Lying to you. Disinforming you. If the left really wanted to get rid of disinformation, the first person they'd ban would be James Clapper.
To me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. The Russians have analyzed the target. They understand that the president and his enablers crave dirt on Vice President Biden, whether it's real or contrived, it doesn't matter to them. And so all of a sudden, two and a half weeks before the election, this laptop appears.
Total lie. Total lie. Now keep in mind, that guy still has a security clearance. He still has a security clearance. There's no way he doesn't know the FBI's got the laptop. And there's no way he doesn't know that because of its contents, Hunter Biden is currently under investigation by the FBI. Do you know where you could go to learn that? Breitbart. One of the publications they're trying to censor. Breitbart. How were they able to figure it out? In the beginning of 2020, before Joe Biden was even surging in the primaries, how were they able to figure it out? Because there are codes to federal cases. It's the last four numbers. So you could tell what kind of investigation it was. There was an open code federal investigation filed in the federal courts. This is all public information. Anybody can go online, look it up. The last four digits were for money laundering. But he doesn't even need to do that. He's got the security clearances to know that, to call up the FBI and go, hey, what do you think of this laptop? You got a copy of it. You got a copy of it. He knew. He was lying to you. He was lying to you. Why do they need to do this? Why do they need this level of control? Because of what comes next in the program. In the Netherlands, they have already begun shutting down, purchasing. It's mandatory purchase. Got to sell your farm to the government. 3,000 farms, many of which have been in families for hundreds and hundreds of years. The Netherlands is the number two most agriculturally productive country on the planet. People don't know that, but it is. So what does this mean? Well, this means it's going to affect world food prices, including your food prices. The Dutch government is clear that to eliminate nitrogen, which they say is a carbon threat to the environment, they're going to close 11,000 farms eventually. What's that going to cause? Jack food prices through the roof. This is a deliberately creative famine. That's what they're doing. But it's just the Netherlands. Oh, no, it's not just the Netherlands. Looky there. Starting in Germany, they've got a nitrogen minister, and they just cut the amount of fertilizer farmers can use to a point where they can't make a profit anymore, to a point where they can't produce enough food anymore to make their farms efficient. So Germany's doing it in another way. Starve the farmers first of nitrogen, have their farms and their crops fail, and then they'll buy up the farms. But that would never happen. Oh, you mean in the Inflation Resumption Act, we gave the EPA for the first time the absolute ability, blank check, to regulate nitrogen? Yep. To decide what farmers are allowed to use? Mm-hmm. And a nitrogen army to enforce it all? $20 billion. Folks, that will hire 15,000 agents for the Nitrogen Enforcement Army. They're coming for our food. See, folks, you can't do that kind of thing if someone like me is on Twitter, someone like Breitbart is on Twitter telling people about it. They'll know why there's no food on the shelves. They can't just say global warming. This is why they need the censorship. This next part of their agenda is so radical. They can't do it with free speech. It won't work. They can't do it. They want to get control of the foods, but they want to make the food supply chains fail so they can use the Lever Act, as they describe. They laid their whole plan out in the New York Times to then seize the means of production of food, which, by the way, is legal under the Lever Act. We passed it during World War I. That's the plan. I've laid it out on battleground, and they're proceeding apace, but they cannot do it if people like me and you can tell the truth on social media. They can't. They're going to need a lot of lies. And they can't have them with Elon Musk operating.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, my gift is realizing I misspelled words in a tweet message after it's sent. I have that same gift. I never see it when I do, though. It's a pain. Texter writes, hey, Tara, asking someone to teach you something elevates their self-confidence and morale. It also establishes a more personal exchange. Hey, that's a good add-on for that compliment bit we did earlier, how to give a compliment. Texter writes, we are up against the mask-wearing third-world sheep of the Democrat Party. Yeah, we are. And they are very dangerous because they are so weaponized. This article came out from Breitbart. Headline, Democrat Journalism Bill Loophole. It's also Mitch McConnell's as well and Ted Cruz's, unfortunately. Ted Cruz figures you won't figure out what he's doing. Democrat Journalism Bill Loophole could force U.S. tech companies to spread Chinese propaganda. Wait, what? An astounding article just came out from Forbes. It is jaw-dropping. You know, we're told disinformation is a threat to our democracy. Yeah, well, the Chinese have colonized TikTok. Thousands of accounts, tens of millions of views collectively, disinforming about the Republicans and trying to get the Democrats elected. FBI is doing nothing about it. They don't care. Not a thing. So this is why the Democrats and Mitch McConnell, but then I repeat myself, he's supposed to be a Republican leader, but he's not. This is why the Democrats and Mitch McConnell, and shame on Ted Cruz for going along. He's just looking to get paid off by Google. They've got deep pockets. He needs the money for his next presidential campaign, figures you won't notice. Well, Ted, you want to come through South Carolina? I have a long memory. I'll make sure everybody remembers. Ditto for Tim Scott, who also has presidential aspirations. I got a long memory, Tim. I got a long memory. Got a big stack right here that's yellow. Bring it. Go ahead, silence us. Because in a tight race like that, you'll notice the governor the first time he ran, he did not win the upstate. There's a reason for that. You put four or five candidates in a primary, I will wreck you with that stack. I'm just warning you this morning. I know you guys listen. Ted Cruz doesn't, but Tim Scott's people do. Don't vote for it. If you have to vote against the defense bill, then do it. Don't make me do this. I don't want to do this. I want to be a nice person. I want to enjoy the primaries, but I will wreck you for doing this. We did it to the governor. We kept him from winning the upstate. We'll do it here, too. Don't vote to silence us. Do not and think we won't notice. And what, you're trading our freedom for a max out donation from Google? You kidding me? This Democrat Journalism Bill loophole literally would force U.S. tech companies to spread Chinese propaganda. They want to do this because millions of hits. They campaign for the Democrats to not only spread Chinese propaganda, but to pay the Chinese for it. Are we stupid? Yeah, we're stupid. Now our leaders, they're very short-sighted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.